Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a great Monday so far. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Today we're doing the Enneagram test, which I really don't know much about. I've been told by a lot of people to take this test. And this is the first time I'm actually going to sit down and properly take it. I don't know anything about how it's scored or really anything about it in general, so I'm going to be discovering it for the first time with you. So, if you're interested in taking the test with me, I should have a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can follow along and take the test as I take it. I can't wait to see what your answers are in the comments down below. But with that being said, let's jump right into it. The first question I have is, when people ask me where I want to go to dinner, I habitually say, I don't care. Where do you want to go? I think neither agree nor disagree. It depends.
I definitely have opinions on where to go to dinner, but I'm also go with the flow. So I think I'm kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I'm going to say neither agree or disagree. So there's five bubbles. There's disagree. I'm assuming somewhat disagree, neither agree nor disagree in the middle. And then you have somewhat agree and then agree. I'm just assuming those are the demarcations. So. All right, the next one is investigating, gathering, studying, and mastering information is not just a fun passion, but provides me a sense of control and safety. It helps me feel adequate, knowledgeable, and capable. Agree. 100% agree. Yeah, for sure. I may naturally be skeptical of people, but if someone has won my trust, I am loyal to them for life. Agree. 100%. 100%. There is a right way to do everything, and every task should be done in a systematic and orderly way to ensure accuracy.
Somewhat agree, probably. Yeah, probably somewhat agree.
Let's see. I am the master at reframing a negative experience and seeing it in a positive light. Agree. 100% agree. I think you should be able to do that. I think trying to reframe bad things and trying to find like the best parts of it is really important. Because there's like in every experience, there's definitely like something you could have learned. It's like even in the worst ones, like there's definitely things that like you can use to propel you forward. At least in my life, I've tried to do that. Let's see. The next one is my superpower is knowing exactly what others are feeling without them even telling me. I also know what they need and feel an inner pull to meet their needs and show them affection. I think agree. I don't think it's a superpower. It feels kind of like I hate that they use superpower. But I try my hardest to, so I'm going to say agree, yeah. I am fiercely independent, protective, and get satisfaction out of a good confrontation. I am independent, I am protective. I do not get satisfaction out of a good confrontation. I'm going to probably say neither agree nor disagree. I do agree with the independence and the protective part, but no, I don't get great satisfaction out of a good confrontation. No, I don't. I fear being inadequate, plain, emotionally cut off, commonplace, ordinary, mundane, abandoned, defective, or flawed. Somewhat agree. I would say somewhat agree. Being effective, achieving goals, and checking tasks off a list are very important to me and help me to feel successful and productive. Somewhat agree.
Yeah, definitely having a list keeps me organized, which is pretty challenging at times.
The next one is, I'm a peacekeeper, a good listener, and love others without judgment, and I do not need to be recognized for my kindness. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'd actually rather not be recognized for my kindness. I'd rather not people know when I do nice things. Yeah, the last thing I don't want to thank you. I just want to do it and have no one notice. That would be the best. I believe the world is a dangerous place, and most people have hidden agendas, so I'm constantly on the lookout for the possibility of threats and for things to go wrong. I hate that I agree with that, but yeah, I agree, unfortunately. I wish that wasn't the case, but yeah, the world is a dangerous place, and people tend not to have the best interest for most people, so yeah, there's not much to say about that one. I would describe myself as intelligent, private, introspective, curious, wise, and a learner. I agree. I struggle giving myself these compliments, saying like I'm intelligent and curious and wise. I don't know. I feel like those are too high praise. I kind of want to say somewhat agree. Okay, I'm just gonna next one. When I walk into a room, I have an uncanny ability to morph into whatever image I need to win people's approval approval and appear successful. Yeah, agree. Yeah, agree. No matter where I am, errors, mistakes leap out at me and assault me and berate me until I fix. Yeah, until they're fixed. Yeah, probably. Probably somewhat agree. I've been told that I'm too blunt, opinionated, intimidating, insensitive, domineering, but deep inside, I actually have a tender heart. No, I've never been told. Disagree. I've never been told I'm too blunt. Yeah. Definitely, I've been told I'm intimidating sometimes, but never blunt or opinionated. Maybe somewhat disagree. Yeah. Words of affirmation and gratitude, like, you're so amazing, what would I do without you, and you're so helpful, are like food for my soul. I will go to great lengths to hear them. I disagree. I really don't need words of affirmation or gratitude. I really, I tend not to want my things to be noticed. My feelings are the foundation of who I am and my identity. I would not be who I am without them. Someone agreeing, yeah, probably. When situations become too emotionally intense or distressing, I will feel a strong urge to lighten things up. Neither disagree or agree. Somewhere in the middle, probably. I typically do not assert my own opinion or feeling because I fear that it will create disharmony between other people and myself. I prefer to go along to get along. Somewhat agree, probably. Yeah, somewhat agree, probably. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I love the feeling of anticipation of a new or pleasurable experience as much as the experience itself. Neither agree nor disagree. Yeah, I'm gonna say neither agree nor disagree. Wait, I love the feeling of anticipation. Yeah, I'm somewhere in the middle there. I'm gonna say neither agree nor disagree probably on that one. Deep down, I'm resentful of others who are not as wholesome, responsible, orderly, ethical, precise, detailed, methodical, and judicial as I am. Am I resentful of those who are less wholesome? I don't think I'm really resentful of anyone. I try not to be. I don't really want to have hate in my heart. Because it really does me no good. So I'm going to say disagree, or maybe somewhat disagree. Yeah, I try not to hate anyone. Because hating is just like, it just eats you up. I try not to hate anyone. To me, the world is invasive, overwhelming, and too many interactions with others depletes my energy and internal resources, which leads to a fear of a catastrophic depletion. I don't know, I'm going to say somewhat agree. That's my introvert fucking screaming right there. Yeah, I would describe myself as smart, prepared, responsible, dutiful, hardworking, worried, strong, doubtful, anxious, loyal, and committed. Yeah, I agree. Hate that I'm anxious, but yeah, I am anxious. And I do worry about things, unfortunately. I wish... Doubtful? I don't know about doubtful. That's the only one of those I don't really love. Yeah, doubtful's the only one I don't really feel. I feel everything else, though, unfortunately. I wish I wasn't worried or anxious, but... feelings are messy, so I suppress them or cover them up so others only see I have it all together image. Oh man, don't call me out like that. Yeah, I mean, I'm so guilty of suppressing my feelings when things are hard, but I think that's a coping mechanism from when I was a child. I had to suppress my feelings. I don't know. I'm gonna say someone agree. Yeah, but that's my coping. That's how I cope. I've had to cope with shit, I just had to suppress it because I didn't have the space to feel it. So I just have to deal. Yeah, it sucks, but it's true. I know others avoid feeling melancholy, but it feels authentic and real and deep to me. I agree, yeah. Yeah, melancholy is such an interesting term. I don't know. That's definitely a feeling that I felt a lot. I mean, not now, but when I was younger, yeah, for sure. Melancholy would definitely, like, as a teenager, oh my God, that would describe me to you. I was definitely melancholy. I would describe myself as helpful, caring, altruistic, sympathetic, and supportive.
I hate giving these adjectives to myself. I don't want to because I don't feel like I deserve them. But I mean, it'd be easier if someone else would attribute them to me. Like I really struggle giving that to myself. But I'm going to, so I'm gonna agree to that. But yeah, it's hard to, like, I don't know. It just feels so self-absorbed to be like, yeah, I am those things. I don't know. Yeah. I would describe myself as outspoken, direct, realistic, opinionated, bold, protective, decisive, and tough. Yeah. Those I can take. I can take all those ones. Those are fine. Yeah. Yeah. Those are things I am. I agree. I feel secure and safe when there's order, consistencies, and rules to follow. I'm going to say somewhat agree. So I like to break rules, though, sometimes, so. I would describe myself as spontaneous, interesting, creative, fun, visionary, imaginative, trendy, positive, and happy. Yeah, I agree. I fear having obligations placed on me, being intruded on, running out of internal resources and energy, being ignorant, engulfed by interactions with others, dependent, or having my privacy invaded. Oh my God, yeah, those are real fears. Yeah, I agree. Anger comes quickly from my gut and expresses itself quickly without much thought. Strongly disagree. I have really good control over my anger. I have a pretty good lid on it. It really takes a lot to get me angry. It takes a lot to get me angry. I desire to be right, balanced, have integrity, to reach ideals, improve myself and others and the world. Yeah, for sure. I definitely want all those things are things I strive for sure. I have a strong inner drive to please and give others support in hope that they will appreciate me. I often feel hurt or angry when others are not shown enough appreciation for what I've done for them. I disagree. You don't have to show me appreciation. That's fine. Yeah, really. I'm like when I do nice things, I'm not doing it for the praise. I'm just doing it because it's the right thing to fucking do. Yeah. I describe myself as kind, agreeable, quiet, peaceful, calm, patient, receptive, and a good listener. I try to be. I'm going to say I somewhat agree. I know I agree. I'm peaceful. Yeah, I'm pretty zen. Yeah, I try to be. I really do. I'm convinced that the only way I can prove myself and win love of others is to project an image that is successful and accomplished. Ah, man, I feel like in the dynamic of my parents, that's super true. I hate the fact I'm going to say somewhat agree, but that's true. Yeah, somewhat agree. Yeah. I would describe myself as deep, intellectual, emotional, authentic, accomplished, unique, and longing for beauty. Yeah, I agree to those things. I agree. Deep down, I feel like there's something fundamentally flawed or missing within me, which causes me to feel different, ashamed, or misunderstood. I somewhat agree. I'm not going to go too much into that one. I somewhat agree, though. I desperately avoid being bored, sad, and experiencing my inner anxiety by thinking about new exciting ideas, staying busy, having fun, and fantasizing about future possibilities. No, I think it's important to experience, I think you got to wrestle with the anxiety and the sadness and, like, all those things inside of you. You can't distract yourself from it. So I'm going to say I disagree. I really try to wrestle with those things and try to get on top of them. I strive to be perfect. If not, I fear my inner critic or others will judge me as being bad and blame me, criticize me, or punish me. I strive to be perfect because of my inner critic, not really because of others. My inner critic is really the reason. Yeah, I'm going to somewhat agree to that. Let's see. I have a deep longing to be appreciated by others and pride myself on how I attend to their needs. But my own health and well-being sometimes suffers because of my strong desire to focus on others' needs before my own. I agree. I feel a strong inner need to avoid conflict and relationship tension at all costs, especially conflict directed at me. I somewhat agree. I don't like conflict. I try to avoid it if I can. I respond to whatever life throws at me with confidence, intensity, passion, and a tough exterior. Yeah, someone agreed to that one. I fear uncertainty, chaos, and danger, being targeted, blamed, in trouble, alone, helpless, unsafe, physically abandoned, and not having support, security, and guidance. I somewhat agree. I have feel depleted and my inner energy resources drained when I have a prolonged involvement with other people and they place expectations on me. Yeah, I somewhat agree to that. I would describe myself as polished, efficient, adaptable, organized, focused, successful, self-propellant, and accomplished. I don't know. I'm not organized. I'm like super disorganized. I gotta get more organized. I don't know. I'm gonna say neither agree nor disagree. There's something about this. I don't know what about this set of them that makes me go, eh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, neither agree nor disagree. I fear being in conflict, experiencing relationship tension, being loveless, separate, uncomfortable, unimportant, overlooked, shut out, or in an inharmonious relationship. Yeah, I agree about that one. Yeah, I full agree. I'm going to say full agree. I full agree on that one. I can never get enough new stimulating experiences. I rarely feel completely satisfied, which is why I'm constantly in search for the next great experience. No. I disagree. I'm good. Yeah, like, I mean, there's definitely things I chase. Like, if I never jump out of, like, a plane again, or if I never, I don't know, if I never do anything, like, if I never, like, surf again, or if I never go skiing again, that would be, a bummer, but I'm not, I'm not, like, chasing stuff. I'm not chasing, I definitely was chasing, like, a thrill high when I was younger, but I'm not anymore, at least not to the same degree. I believe that there is a tragic inner flaw in me which caused me to constantly compare myself to others who seem to be complete and whole. This comparison leaves me in fear and full of shame. I disagree. I'm not really comparing myself to anyone else. I fear being weak, powerless, underestimated, disempowered, humiliated, vulnerable, mediocre, harmed, controlled, manipulated, or at the mercy of injustice. I mean, who doesn't? I think those are all these are all reasonable fears. Yeah, I agree. I would describe myself as accurate, ethical, thorough, diligent, responsible for making sure everything is done the right way. Yeah, I somewhat agree. I wish I was more responsible. I can be irresponsible at times. I wish I was more responsible at times. But yeah. I fear being rejected, inconsequential, disposable, unwanted, not needed, and unloved. I fear all those things. I fear failing, being incapable, unimpressed, to be the second best, lackluster, unmasked, incompetent, inefficient, without value, or exposed. Yeah, those are all incapable. Yeah, I would hate to be incapable. Being incapable scares me. I want to always be capable. Oh, yeah. Incompetent. Yeah, those are definitely words that I think I'm going to somewhat agree to that one. My independence and boundaries are extremely important to me. I withhold my energy, time, and presence and personal information from others, so I never have to depend on anyone else to take care of me. Let me see. I don't know. I don't think I do. No, I somewhat disagree to that one. Yeah. I mean, my independence, it is important to me, but, I don't think I do any of those things to maintain it, though. Yeah. 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 You know, I'm gonna neither agree nor disagree. All right. I suffer from analysis paralysis. I tend to distrust my own thoughts, which lead me to seek advice from others before making a decision. I disagree. Let's see. It's hard for me to acknowledge and express my own needs and feelings because I'm afraid of appearing selfish and then being rejected or disposed by others. Yeah, no, I agree. I try not. Yeah, sometimes I'm overly selfless because I don't want to be selfish. Yeah. I am quick to give up all my desires, needs, and preferences for the sake of others and supporting their dreams and passions. I used to be more that way. I'm gonna say I neither agree nor disagree. I've been known to be tough, bold, and fearless and confrontational. I disagree. I somewhat disagree. I am tough. And I'm fearless, and some would say I'm bold, but confrontational I am not. I don't like, I'm not someone who, I'm not like, I'm not itching for a fight anymore. I mean, I used to be. I think when I was younger, I was much more itching for a fight. I'm not really itching for a fight anymore. I'm often told I'm too critical of others, but what others don't know is that I have an inner critic who's relentless, constantly berating me with what I've done wrong and what needs to be corrected. Yeah, I am. The things I haven't been told I'm too critical of others. I just have the inner critic. The inner critic is real. I definitely have an inner critic that's real, but I disagree. I'm not critical of others, though. I guess I'll just somewhat disagree. Because I don't have, I'm not critical of others, but I definitely have a really relentless inner critic, for sure. Yeah, for sure. The next one is, I'm always wondering how I can possibly squeeze in more pleasurable experiences into life. Neither agree nor disagree. I believe others will love and accept me if I'm authentic, uniquely special, and different. I never want to be plain, ordinary, beige, or mundane. Yeah, I've always, I think, the thing is, when I was younger, I definitely wanted to be, I wanted to fit in more. But as I got older, I was really glad that I never did. That was always kind of like, yeah, I kind of liked the fact that I was other as I got older. Because when I was younger, I definitely felt like out of place. But I'm kind of glad for it now. So I'm going to say someone agree, for sure. Let's see. Despite pleasant circumstances, I am constantly experiencing anxiety about possible future unknown events. I somewhat agree. I constantly evaluate my inner resources and energy reserves so I know when to refuel by retreating and being alone to process my thoughts and feeling. I somewhat agree, yeah. I constantly crave recognition, affirmation, and praise from others. I neither agree nor disagree. Actually, no. I somewhat disagree. Which best describes you? So there's two prompts now. If I want people to know how I feel, I will tell them. I generally wish they wouldn't ask. Yeah, that's pretty true. And then what's the next one? People around me often get frustrated by my passivity, emotional unavailability, complacency, passive-aggressive responses. But I'll do anything to avoid disharmony in my relationships. I think it's the first one. Yeah, if I want people to know how I feel, I tell them. I generally, I don't really want people to ask me. I'll let you know how I'm feeling. You don't need to ask. I need to be capable. Wait, sorry, this is another, which best describes you of these two. I need to be capable and competent by mastering the body of knowledge or by knowing something about everything, which will reduce my need to have other people's help. I strive to have inner stability, peace of mind, and create a harmonious environment for other people to experience and enjoy. It's probably the first one. Yeah, like knowledge has always been the thing. Yeah, I need to be capable and competent by mastering the body of knowledge or by knowing something about everything, which helps me reduce my need on other people. That's totally true. That describes me too well. It's another either or. I never want to be dependent. It's important for me to have my autonomy, to be self-contained, store up energy, have privacy, and keep personal information on lock. I often feel the pressure and opinion and priorities and desires and life do not matter as much as others and the world, and that I should not assert or promote myself. I think it's the first one. I never want to be dependent. Yeah, I like my autonomy. That's super true. The next one is, my primary focus of attention is detaching emotionally and observing life around me so I can maintain relational boundaries and preserve my energy to make sure I do not experience my greatest fear of being completely depleted of my inner resources. Or, I find it difficult when it comes to fully paying attention to my own life, figuring out what I want in life, chasing my dreams, addressing my own need, and developing my own gift and pursuing my calling. Yeah, it's probably the second one. Sometimes it's hard to pay attention to my own needs. I tend to do that a lot, is ignore my own needs. I do not want obligations placed on me, or to be forced to share my emotions and secrets, or to be expected to socialize beyond my limited energy reserves will allow. My primary focus of attention is knowing other people's agendas, so I know how to make them happy, to keep the peace. I think it's the first one. I don't want obligations. I think when I was younger, it's the second one, but now as an adult, yeah, it's definitely the first one. All right, let me do this. Okay. Let's see. I gotta email it to myself, so let's do that really quickly. Let's do that. All right. Yeah, hopefully no spam. All right. So my type is Enneagram Type 5. I'm the investigative thinker. I'm perceptive, insightful, intelligent, detached, and isolated. I don't think I'm detached, but according to it, I am. Of all the Enneagram types, 5 stands out by its insatiable curiosity, hunger for knowledge, independence, and ability to have a sense of vast amounts of data. Content to be alone, where they can focus on thinking analytically. They're attuned to structure and strive to maintain a fair, impartial, and non-judgmental worldview. Their complex thinking, ability to focus, and an original way of looking at the world reflects the wisdom and truth of God. What drives type 5s to think, feel, and behave in particular ways? All right, let's see. Core fear, being annihilated, invaded, or non-existing, being thought incapable or ignorant, having obligations placed upon them, or their energy depleted. All right, that's fair. Core desires, being capable and competent. Okay. And my core longing is that your needs are not a problem, so that my needs matter. And my core weakness is avarice, a feeling that you lack inner resources and that too much interaction will lead to a catastrophic depletion, withholding yourself from contact with the world, holding onto your resources and minimizing your needs. My key motivation is to be capable, competent, to master the body of knowledge and skill, to explore and remain undisturbed by others, and to reduce their reliance on others. Okay. Key objections. They do not want to have social or emotional obligations placed on them for fear of depletion. They don't want to be surprised, share secrets, or be forced to interact beyond what their limited energy reserves will allow. All right. Let's see. So then there's other type probabilities. So my top 2 is 5 or 9. So either the investigative thinker, which I'm 86%, or the peaceful mediator, which I am 83%. My other types are, I'm 80% loyal guardian, I'm 77% supportive advisor, which is type 2. I should probably say what type they are, but, so my top 2 is type 5, type 9, and then the other ones, which are above 70%, is type 6, the loyal guardian, at 80%, type 2, the supportive advisor, at 77%, type 4, the romantic individualist, which is type 4, at 77%. The successful achiever, type 3, at 74%, and then the moral perfectionist, type 1, at 71%. And then I also have protective challenger, type 8, at 63%, and the entertaining optimist, type 7, at 60%. So yeah, that's my balance. It's really interesting. This, it definitely pegged me as an introvert. I do agree with some of them. I don't know if I agree with all of it. But yeah, I can definitely see myself in this. This is definitely very interesting. I'm going to read a little bit more about it, but, yeah, this was definitely fun to take. I really enjoyed taking it. I'd love to see what y'all got, in the comments down below. Let me know how it went taking the test, because, I've never really done the Enneagram before, so this is definitely a first for me. So anyway, I hope you have a great rest of your Monday, and I'll talk to you later. Bye, everyone.